This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alvino Dimas Jr. Date of birth, April the 20th, 1973. Case ID number is 7400698. Date of exam, April the 23rd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Su Clinica del Valle, dated 8/25/2023. Identifying information. This is a 51-year-old divorced male with two grown boys who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and cerebral vascular accidents times two. The claimant is presently unemployed and has not been employed since 2014. He states that at one time he worked on a shrimp farm for 7 years and also worked in the oil field for another 6 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a one-bedroom shed in the back of his family's home, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, hypertension. Number two, hypercholesterolemia. Number three, cerebral vascular accident times two. History of allegations. Number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, he started to have chest pain, shortness of breath, and blurred vision. He denies any headaches. The claimant has had in-organ damage, such as trans-ischemic attacks times four and two cerebral vascular accidents, one in 2019 and the other one more recently in 2023. He denies ever having a myocardial infarction, but has been told that he has nephropathy as well. His blood pressure at this visit was 188 over 120 mmHg. He is presently taking carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, furosemide, 20 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and lisinopril, 20 milligrams QD. His blood pressure was elevated at this visit, and he was told that his blood pressure was very high. He states that he is taking his medication. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2014, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. The claimant does have in-organ damage, such as hypertension, cerebral vascular accident times two, and trans-ischemic attack times four. He denies any myocardial infarctions. However, the claimant is also in congestive heart failure with cardiomyopathy. He is presently taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. He states that his levels have been controlled with this medication at this time. Allegation number three, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that he's had two cerebral vascular accidents, the first one being in 2019, which occurred in Minnesota. And the second one was in 2023, where he was transferred to Valley Baptist Hospital and hospitalized for 2 weeks. He has also had a history of four trans-ischemic attacks. The claimant states he presented to the hospital with right hemiplegia, paresis, decreased balance, decreased vision, mild dysphagia, and decreased mental status. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and has no need for any kind of cane or walker at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. He was diagnosed with a left cerebral vascular accident, / transischemic attack of the left side with mild right hemiparesis. His condition is stable at this time, and he appears to be functioning well. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, but not doing any other exercise. As noted before, his limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Lucy Garcia. He is presently only taking aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, also for pain, which does give some relief. He says occasionally he'll do some walking in the nursery. Family history: his father is 70 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His mother is 70 and in good health. Medications: aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, folic acid, 1 milligram POQD, furosemide, 20 milligrams, 2 tablets POQD, lisinopril, 20 milligrams POQD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Ventolin HFA, 90 micrograms per actuation inhaler, 2 puffs, Q4 to 6 hours as directed. Medical problems: hypertension, pulmonary vascular congestion with cardiomegaly, ejection fraction 30%, cerebral vascular accident times 2 with transischemic attack, the first one being on May the 16th, 2017. His first cerebral vascular accident was in 2019, and his second one was in 2023. The claimant denied any myocardial infarction, but medical records indicate he did have a non-ST elevate myocardial infarction. Major depression, anxiety, recent pneumonia in March of 2024, diabetes mellitus type 2, congestive heart failure, diastolic, major surgeries, none, hyperlipidemia, and also bilateral macular degeneration. Social history: tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 6 years. He states he quit in 2019. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of not drinking any alcohol. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant has a history of using marijuana, cocaine, but no crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He did use cocaine for 8 years, and the last time he used it was in 2022. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.0 Fahrenheit, weight 227 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and a fourth inches tall, BP 188 over 120 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 36. General: this is a 51-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderma with nodular conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination was difficult to evaluate because his pupils appeared to be pinpointed. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. The claimant does have a history of macular degeneration. Confrontational visual fields were closely normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/30, binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant does not wear glasses. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations appeared to be more than 7 centimeters and was borderline. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultations. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibial pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant did have multiple ronchis and rails, as well as a few wheezes. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Extremities. The claimant did have some mild clubbing and cyanosis was noted on bilateral extremities. No ulcers of veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin. The claimant had multiple tattoos over his body. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat flat for the time. He did have a fairly clear thought process and his memory was fair. Concentration was good. But he was not totally oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant appeared to be in some distress, secondary to not being able to breathe well. Cranial nerves, 2 through 12. Were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow and unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling around the ankles was noted with erythema and cyanosis of his lower legs. There is no effusion or other deformity noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, because of imbalance, the claimant was afraid to flex at the lumbar level and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion and motor findings in the upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant did have decreased sensory sensation of all four extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch, grip, and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of cardiomyopathy and bilateral leg peripheral vascular disease. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and limitations in his visual acuity, secondary to macular degeneration. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, cerebral vascular accident times 2, and transischemic attack times 4, which appears to be resolving at this time. Probable diagnoses, number 1, hypertension, - being treated at this time, is not well controlled. Blood pressure was 188 over 120 mmHg. The claimant states he is taking his medications. Allegation number 2, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated. Claimant states his levels are well controlled. Number 3, cerebral vascular accident times 2 with a history of transischemic attacks times 4. At this time being treated with aspirin. Claimant does have a history of cocaine abuse. And my suspicion is that he may still be using it. The last time he stated he used it was in 2022. This is the end of the dictation. for a claimant by the name of Alvino Demise Jr.